This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, on the radio and in your ear and in your head, in your mind, in your life. That's a nice thing. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are easily connected to or with, that's not good English. In order to connect with us easily, go to Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Ear Victoria, at C Schillen, or at Doug Steffen. That's a good way for you to be in touch with us. I think without question, on this Tuesday, October 10th, the most discussed item is, if you're looking around the nation and even around the world, maybe those California wine fires. 10 people are dead. This is consuming all of these areas, Napa Valley, Sonoma, the county, Yuba County, where all the wine is made. Photos, if you look at the video and the fires, devastation, good God. It's really messy. And as I said, we were trying to recount earlier things that you were afraid of. This is something I'm not afraid that it will do this, that. I think it instills fear in people because you can run and try to hide from it, but it's there. And it's going to go until until it stops. And it's, the frustrating thing is you can't really stop it. It's going to stop on its own. And so it brings out the real fears in people. Jennifer, you have the connection because you're so involved in your other business life with the wine world. It's a big part of what you do broadcasting-wise and other venues. So this thing is close to you, yeah?
Yeah, not geographically close, but no, definitely physically, emotionally, mentally close. We had the host of one of our programs, the Sonoma Wine Report, gave me an update yesterday. And, there have been so many structures. Usually when you hear the stories about the fires, the fire department's able to push back the fires away from structures. But I know personally friends of ours who have a winery, Paradise Ridge. It's a place I was hoping to perhaps get married at. That's gone. There's two hotels. I think it's a Holiday Inn, if I'm not mistaken, and the Fountain Grove Inn that got burned. There, Kohl's department store burned down. I mean, you don't usually hear these types of stories. Usually the fire department's able to beat these flames back. But this wind is so devastating that it pushed the fire so quickly that firefighters just couldn't really get a handle on it. So I think now the death toll is at 10. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of structures that have already been damaged. And a lot of this Doug, you're a farmer, so you can relate to this. When you are a winemaker, when you have a vineyard, you pick the grapes, and thankfully they didn't lose the grapes. The vines are okay, but that the grapes are actually sitting right now. They just finished harvest, and for many people, when their holding structures are damaged, the grapes and the juice are gone. Yep. And that's their living for the year. That was the 2017 vintage, and it's gone. And so that's really devastating. And of course, the stories of personal loss. I think I told you one of our employees, his sister, lost her home. And it's just, she's three kids going through a divorce, and everything is gone except her dog and her kids, thank God. But all of her personal items, they didn't have time to take out.
Same thing as with the hurricane. People's lives are changed forever because of whatever their position, their possessions were, are destroyed in these natural disasters. So it's something to think about. Think of how thankful you need to be that this is not something that's happening to you. And just send them goodwill. I'm sure there'll be some funds that'll be created to try to help the people as this thing. It'll be a few days, I'm going to bet, maybe longer than that before it dies out. So put yourself in that position of having lost everything, as Jennifer just described. It's hard, hard, hard.
Yeah. Great reminder that things are just things, but things. Yep. That's easy to say when you have nothing. It's easy to say when you don't have something to put on because your clothes are gone.
Yep.
Also, from around the nation and around the world, the air in London. I was just thinking about the air the toxicity of the air in these areas that we're talking about in Northern California. Now there's a report that suggests that there is high pollution in London. Matter of fact, a very high air pollution alert has been issued for the first time. London's smog problem has gone from bad to a health crisis. That is bad to worse. The mayor released some research from the London Atmospheric Emissions Inventory, finds every single area in London exceeds the limits for dangerous air pollutant. PM2.5, whatever that is, it's the tiny atmospheric matter, the air pollution that has the greatest impact on your health. So if you're exposed to this long-term or exposed to it short-term, it can increase the risk of death from respiratory and cardiovascular causes like the kinds of thing, even breathing normally. Obviously, this stuff gets into your lungs and it gets into your body and, oof, man. So it causes an uptick in hospital visits there. Children growing up in exposed areas more likely to develop asthma because of it. Permanent problems that you have because of the air pollution. And those of us who love to travel to England, love to go to London, if you visit the city for 24 hours, it'll lead you to suffer negative side effects like difficulty in breathing or coughing. So if it's that much of a problem in London,
I have a friend who's moving to London. Ugh.
Yeah, but think about what it's like in China, in some of these cities where you can't even see the sky. I can tell you the first-hand experience I had in one of those mid-sized cities when I was there. It was a sunny day, and you couldn't see the sun. The air pollution is so bad. Back to London. London has, about 8 million people who live there, and they are in, you know, the line of exposure. A lot of dirty air. I'm not sure what whether it's still coal. A lot of times you look around in England and you see the scale on the buildings that are made out of either concrete or stone, and is that black? That's from the coal. That's coal dust in the air that settles on these buildings. And you need a power washer to clean it off. So this dirty air is a problem in London. Not just there, though. If you look around, the air pollution in India so bad, you can't see the Taj Mahal on a good day.
Wow.
Beijing is building ventilation corridors to blow away the smog and deal with that. Paris has a problem because of all the traffic there. You go along the Seine River, oh, my God, the houses there are black. So London's not laying down to this. The mayor revealed a plan to curb the use of wood-burning stoves. And starting later this month, London will start charging a fee to drivers of older cars that maybe are more polluting. And they have more pollution, pollution standards, harder standards than we do here, and ours are tough. So is there a good side to this? Yeah, I suppose there is the reduction measures like the ones we're talking about here. If people adhere to them, it'll reduce the air pollution there in the next 15 years or so. You got to stop burning coal and wood and fossil fuels in general. But the stuff that's really these things, most gasoline, not so much with diesel, but gas, that is natural gas, they're powering the buses and more cars and stuff in many cities with this. They don't leave particulates in the air. They burn them clean. But the heavier stuff like coal and wood, when you see the smoke coming out of the chimney, there's stuff attached to that that lands on your car, on the building, on the ground, or you're breathing it if you're walking around there.
So maybe someone we know should stop burning things on his farm?
Really?
Mm-hmm, perhaps.
What would that be? All right. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
Good.
That's very good, yes. All right. Also, while we're going around the world, here's something that I find oxymoronic. We're just telling people how bad it is to live in the cities because of the pollution. But according to a new report, if you want to be happier, city dwellers seem to be happier than people who live in the suburbs. Researchers attribute this to the amount of exercise and casual social interaction that city dwellers get. So, Victoria, you can speak to that. Mm-hmm. Jennifer doesn't really live in the city. She lives in the suburbs. I live in the suburbs. Kara lives in the suburb of Washington. So you're in the city. Are you happier? You've lived in Jersey in mm-hmm. more suburban circumstances. Are you happier living in the city than you are or were in the suburbs?
Yeah, and I am, and I tested this out last weekend. We spent a long weekend down at my parents' house. They were away and on vacation, and so I spent an extra 2 days there after Lewis came back into the city, and I started realizing, uh-oh, I'm really missing the city now, because I'm living this suburban life, and I'm in the car all the time, mm-hmm. and in the city, we walk everywhere. Yeah. So I can definitely see how the health advantages in the city, people city bike a lot, they're everywhere. I have a city bike account now, too, so it's people, instead of taking cabs, they're hopping on bikes. It's 80 degrees today, so, yeah. You know, it's a beautiful day to do things like that. So I definitely think that there's a lot to the health benefits. And you can also feel more isolated in the suburbs, I think.
Well, you know what part of the puzzle is, you know, I don't want to belabor this, but you hear me say this with frequency. There are too many people on the planet using taxing the resources that we have. The overpopulation of the planet, look at India as an example, or China, or our country, or London is a mess because there's too many people there. They can't even get around. They don't let people drive their cars into the city in London. You can't drive your car, and you got to take public transportation. And all of this squeeze from so many people is what's affecting. I don't know how to address it other than have some, you know, there needs to be lots of education about what happens, the ramifications, and religions need to get real. They keep saying, oh, have more children to populate the earth with our people. No, that's nonsense. You're going to kill them instead of, you know, saving yourself. You're going to kill the planet. You can't sustain yourself. All right, television report in a moment here. We'll find out what's on TV tonight right after this.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jen. What do we have tonight that's good other than Bull? I want to see Bull. I'm going to try to get expose Meredith to Bull. That's a good show. I like it.
Other than Bull, This Is Us is actually new tonight, and they have a big guest star. Sylvester Stallone will be playing himself on the movie set co-starring with Kevin, one of the characters on the show. This Is Us, 9 p.m. on NBC. Also tonight, season 4 of a superhero series, The Flash, begins. That's on 8 p.m. on the CW. They also have Dynasty on tonight on the CW. That premieres, which is pretty fun. I might check that one out. NCIS is new on CBS at 8, Blackish at 9 on ABC. And if you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that show is back on Fox 9:30 p.m. Also, another episode of The Voice. The WWE has SmackDown, and American Horror Story Cult is new at 10 p.m. on FX.
Who watches wrestling anymore?
I do.
Yeah. I watch SummerSlam. Yeah, it's fun.
What is there about it? Are these guys yell at each other all the time? What is there?
It's theater. It's fun.
Any wrestling. It's just they get up and...
So awesome.
It all sounds like that. What's awesome?
Well, some of the athleticism, though, is really impressive. When you see the guys flying off the ropes and stuff. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
get with the program, Dougie. Come on.
Break their back or whatever else it is.
Well,
how many of these guys have had head injuries the same as football players?
That's true.
If some of it is theater, that's true. But some of these men and women really get hurt in this arena. So, anyway, okay. Well, if you enjoy it, good.
I don't have to like the way you want me to talk like that.
Oh, 21 boy. After the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Mars had his birthday on Sunday. Just so happened that my pal Meredith was at his concert in Boston, and he heard her yesterday talking about how adorable he is, etc., etc., etc. And yesterday we spent the day driving around, having some fun, looking at cars. We went to look at a horse sanctuary, and during the trip, she's playing me these videos. I said, "What is it you like about Bruno Mars? What is there?" And we went through his whole history. She looked up his history, where he was born, all about his parents. I mean, she's really into this kid and loves his music. She's playing the videos and dancing around in the car. Which I wouldn't have thought. But apparently, he appeals to people of all ages. I guess I get that. I would have thought that he would appeal to Kara's age. Because he's about that age.
Well, he does.
He's 30-something, 31, 32.
He definitely appeals to people my age, but my roommate, her dad, who's in his 50s, just went and saw him and loves him. Saw him a couple weeks ago in New Jersey, which is so funny to me.
Yeah, my parents like him, too.
She thought I'd like him because there's a lot of the sort of a doo-wop value. The singers on stage are all dancing in sync. And that kind of stuff. And you can see that in some of the videos. Very cleverly done. Looks like he works pretty hard at what he's doing. But he's got a great story. And the fact that he wanted to be named, his real name is, you know, very Hispanic. And so he was told he couldn't keep that. He liked Bruno Sammartino, the wrestler.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't his dad start calling him that because he's a wrestler?
He did, right, exactly. And then he wanted to be from out of this world, so that's where the Mars came from. So I feel like I know a lot more about Bruno Mars today after Meredith went to the concert and yesterday in the car looking at all the videos. Anyway, he had a great birthday, apparently. Fans all over the world posting. Beyonce sent him a happy birthday message. Lady Gaga tweeted a picture of herself with Bruno saying, "Happy birthday, Bruno, love and kisses." So he's on this 24K Magic World Tour in Boston the other night. Fans made sure to sing their well wishes to him in the middle of the show. He'll also star in his first ever primetime special this fall, Bruno Mars 24K Magic Live at the Apollo. Be on CBS on November 29th. What about this guy as the halftime entertainment?
He did with Beyonce and Coldplay. He did already join them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, a lot of excitement. Now I've got him on my radar screen. Hard to escape him with all the attention Meredith has paid to him. Also on the musical radar, Taylor Swift announcing not one but two live performances, her first in conjunction with a new album, Reputation. The release of singles Ready For It and Look What You Made Me Do. She's going to perform in two radio station-sponsored festivals, 99.7 Now's Poptopia. That's in San Jose on Poptopia. And then in Chicago on December 7th. She's already released singles in connection with a college football game, partnered with brands like UPS and Target for rights to merchandise that she's going to be selling, new gigs as part of radio promotion campaigns. So she's acknowledging how important radio is to her success.
I think she's always been pretty good about radio like that. Yeah. Yep.
All right, today is Hug a Drummer Day. Hug a Drummer Day. Number special concerts being held around the world to put the spotlight on drummers. Big drum manufacturers and percussionists have become involved with Hug a Drummer Day in recent years. It's become a very popular day. Hug a Drummer Day.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, a new survey by J.D. Power finds that non-premium vehicles provide the same tech experience as premium vehicles. The overall satisfaction with new vehicle technology amongst both premium and non-premium owners is around 75%. It comes down to how well a dealer educates a customer on features in the vehicle to know how a new owner feels about it. Sales satisfaction begins to decline after dealer education lasts more than 25 minutes. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get back into the groove here. 34 after the hour, listening in, you will find attention paid in this hour to a lot of people in the news, starting off with a pig fest, the story of Harvey Weinstein and the scandal that continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger, all kinds of leaked emails, who's after her and him, because when I say her, a lot of people went after Lisa Bloom at first when she was trying to protect Weinstein, and now she's out of that. But there are all kinds of people weighing in on this. Meryl Streep, George Clooney, James Gunn, Judy Dench, Donna Karan is apparently friends with him.
Oh, Donna Karan? Yeah.
Yeah, her too. You know,
she's just blew up her own career. Yeah, I mean, she basically was saying that, you know, these actresses, the way they dress, they were asking for it. It's like, well, you're a fashion designer who's dressed a lot of these actresses, so they're wearing your designs.
That's always, you always hear that from people who are associated with, those people I would call the piglets.
Yeah.
They're the pigs like Weinstein, and then they're the piglets that enable them. And so I'm looking at, here's something else from Kate Winslet. Everybody's going to condemn him. It's the people who have actually experienced it that I, and I don't even know at this point, whether I want to hear any more, I got it. He's done. His company is going to change its name. He's been fired. the world is over for him. Mm. Whether that changes, you know, his real life and his, I mean, he's got plenty of money, so it's not like you got to worry about his next meal. But there are so many people who are in on this. Why has it taken so long for this to come out would be my question.
Apparently, George Clooney has been one of the few men who've been very vocal about this and said, of course, his actions were indefensible. And Clooney was quoted as saying, I've heard rumors, and the rumors in general started back in the 90s. And the rumors at the time were that certain actresses had slept with Harvey to get a role. He said it seemed like a way to smear the actresses and demean them by saying that they didn't get the jobs based on their talent. So I always took those rumors with a grain of salt. So Clooney said he has worked with Harvey Weinstein for years. He's always heard these things, but he said, I can't tell you that I've never seen any of this behavior ever. I haven't. So he said he hasn't witnessed it.
Well, I get that, but there are a lot of other people who have. Apparently, his friend Matt Damon has tried to cover it up, which is going to be a problem for him if it's true. It may not be a long-lasting problem, but it still is an eyebrow raiser.
Yeah. Well, in 2004, the New York Times was going to run this big bombshell of a story about Harvey Weinstein sexually harassing all these actresses and all the payoffs and everything that happened. And apparently Matt Damon and Russell Crowe, who were doing a movie or both doing movies for Harvey at the same time, they both called the reporter personally at the New York Times and to basically dispel the story and say it wasn't true. And the New York Times stood by their sources saying, well, we have no reason to believe it's not true. And then Harvey Weinstein himself showed up in the New York Times newsroom, threatened to pull all of his Miramax advertising, which during Oscar season and movie advertising, all this stuff, it's a lot of money, and so the story was killed.
Well, that's a perfect example, by the way, as a sidebar story, as to how advertisers affect what's on the pages of a newspaper or in the news media in general. If you don't think that happens, you're kidding yourself. Because it absolutely happens up and down, sideways, big, small, it happens. So here, the most interesting story that I've come across so far with regard to this came from Nathan Lane. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was weird, yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend, he actually revealed on stage at a festival that Weinstein physically attacked him at a birthday party for Hillary Clinton. This is a Page Six story, so sometimes, you know, you see some stuff there that you're...
I don't know. I always find Page Six pretty accurate.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Weinstein is close to the Clintons. Lane told some sort of a comb-over joke about Rudy Giuliani, and Weinstein threw him up against the wall. And he said, this is my blanking show. We don't need you. Apparently the audience saw all of this stuff. So somehow
Nathan Lane's response was the best, though. He said, you can't hurt me. I don't have a film career.
Yeah, that was a good response to that. You look at all of this stuff, where there's smoke, there's fire, he's running for cover. It just is part of a larger picture of how men treat women and generally what, you know, I suppose there's some sexual harassment goes on from women to men in certain circumstances. But I guess it's human nature as much as anything else. Maybe learn by doing, learn by mistake.
It's all about power.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, these men in powerful positions, Harvey Weinstein knows that, you know, any actress would kill to be in any one of his movies, and he knows that, and he holds the cards. And so even like Ashley Judd, when she was one of the first ones to talk about this, she said, you know, it's Harvey Weinstein. My entire career will go away if he wants it to. And that's an unbelievably unfair advantage that he has over all of these actresses.
Yeah.
So here's Gretchen Carlson back out again on the stump. Describing, she was Miss America in 1989. She has now come out with some more accounts of sexual assault based on Roger Ailes, who first met her when he was trying to figure out how she could be on the network, the Fox network. And she said the first time that she was with the guy, he stuck his tongue down her throat.
Ugh.
He lunged at me, she writes, sticking his tongue down my throat. What are you, out of your mind? He's another pig.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Victoria off air about...
the dead, but he's a
One of the simplest things that I read, and it was about Jessica Chastain talking about Harvey Weinstein and how she had been warned from the beginning and that she was just shocked about Matt Damon because they've been co-stars together. And one of the things that I read was complicit men are often part of an infrastructure that keeps abusers in power. And I feel like that's such a simplistic thing, but it's so true. And
so true.
Talking about any of these stories, if you are a man, because I think a lot of the time people expect women to speak up, but they don't necessarily expect or think that men should speak up about things like this. And I'm just saying that if you work in an office environment or an environment like where Harvey Weinstein is, just any of these places, and you see your male boss or any boss smacking someone on the butt or saying, you know, sexual innuendos in the workplace, like, everyone should be upset by that.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't just be women reporting it and saying, you know, being grossed out by it and saying that it's sexual harassment. Everyone should be upset by that because it's totally inappropriate for that workplace. And I think that's what needs to happen in order for it to finally stop, is men need to stand up and say, okay, haha, this isn't just like a funny brood, you know,
right.
bro
You're not
guy
a frat
joke.
House.
It's not a frat house.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be acceptable there anyway to me, but that's a different story. I just think that people need to finally recognize that, like, this kind of behavior is totally inappropriate, and it should just not happen.
Yeah. Yep. I think that says it all, frankly. That says it all. Speaking about other pigs, Kim Jong-un in the news today. Actually, his sister, Kim Yo-jong, is in the news. She was promoted at a key meeting of the country's ruling party. This is a shocker, huh? Bringing up his sister. Let's see.
She better watch out. I mean, she's got a target on her back now because he killed all of his other relatives. She's the only one left.
She was made deputy director of the propaganda department.
Oh, my God.
She and Kim were born to the same mother, Ko Yo-hui. Like most members of the clan, not much definitively was known about her beyond her official rank. She's close aide of her brothers, and since his ascension to the throne, in a manner of speaking, manages all of his public events. She was born in 1987, went to school in Switzerland, and then came back and went to Sun University. She has been routinely observed attending a lot of his public appearances. That makes sense because that's what she does. She directs him in his public appearances. I was like, yeah, as Victoria said, I'd like to be married to that.
No thanks.
Or married or related to that. Here's the good news. Another American wins the Nobel Prize. This time it's for behavioral economics. Peter Gardenfors, member of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, made some, he was not the guy. Richard Thaler of the University of Chicago got the prize in economic sciences. The short summary is that he's made economics more human, said the fellow at the Royal Swedish Academy. Isn't that interesting? Because you don't... when you think about behavioral science, understanding what makes us all tick, and then you relate it to how it affects what we buy, where we spend our money. That's really what this is about.
Yeah.
Understanding, for example, if you save for your retirement, how is it that, you know, what's going on in your behavior pattern that gets you to buy certain stocks, for example? Studying how NFL teams select players in the draft and how contestants on game shows make decisions. All of that was studied.
Interesting.
It really is. But it gets right down to the bottom line. He made a cameo with Selena Gomez in the movie The Big Short. Remember that? This guy?
I don't remember him specifically, but
no,
I remember her being in it, and yeah. That's a great movie.
Ah, fabulous movie.
Yeah.
He tells the story about 2008. Anyway, he says, I'm getting $1.1 million, and I'll spend it as irrationally as possible. Thank you.
Finally, an honest answer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm buying a new BMW 7, or whatever it is
that
may be on your wish list. Speaking of what's on your wish list, the MyPillow folks, now, you know, Mike Lindell gets all of the credit and all the exposure, but really and truly, if you were talking to him, he would give a lot of praise to the people who work in his factory in Minnesota that make these pillows. He's the manufacturer, the CEO of MyPillow. He found himself extremely frustrated with his pillow going flat. He said, I'd wake up in the morning with a sore arm or a neck, and my back, my fingers would be numb, tossing around all night trying to find a comfortable position. He said, I couldn't find a pillow I liked, so I decided to invent one myself. And that's what he did. My Pillow's patented interlocking fill adjusts to your individual sleep needs regardless of your position, which then allows the pillow to hold a position all night, helping you to fall asleep and stay asleep longer and healthier. And there are testimonials up the wazoo of people who have taken these pillows, whether it's the full-size My Pillow, the travel-size pillows. Take them, use them, enjoy them. Matter of fact, a special deal right now, 50% off the four-pillow pack. That is correctamundo. Four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off the four-pillow pack. DJV. Use MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get those new pillows and get them now.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass, guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles Mikes? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, before we leave the Harvey Weinstein thing, this is the sad reality. Under the circumstances, it takes two to tango. And the people who have slept with him have done it to alter, change, enhance their careers. So I suppose the other side of this is you don't have to, you may have in your mind you got to be a movie star and you got to sleep with this guy or other pigs that bring you to the couch, but there's a choice there. And your self-respect, dignity, do you need to follow another career path? I'm not saying it's right, but the people who are willing to do anything for their career sometimes give these guys power that they ought not to have. And there's nothing in me that says this is right. He is a complete pig. But how many of these people may have been able to make a choice and they didn't or couldn't? They felt like they couldn't if they wanted to advance their career. So sometimes people do anything for fame and fortune. Unfortunately, there are guys like this that get in the way. Why can't they just do it on their own merits? Because most of them are good enough anyway, but they just don't think they're good enough, which is kind of a shame, actually, when you get down to it. 10 minutes before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour. This is some music from Unbreakable. Why am I talking like this? It's sort of the mood, I guess, set by the music. We'll find out from Chuck Curry why it is that he wanted us to pay attention to the music from Unbreakable. All right, Chuck, your turn.
Because they filmed the sequel, or the third part in this trilogy, just started filming in Philadelphia this week. Unbreakable was a terrific movie, came out in 2000, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Really was like a Superman origin story without the audience knowing they're watching a superhero movie. It starred Bruce Willis as a character named David Dunn. Samuel L. Jackson played a character known as Mr. Glass, the arch-villain of the film. And then last year, M. Night Shyamalan did a movie called Split, and in the last 3 minutes of the film, Bruce Willis's character pops up with the theme music to Unbreakable, which you realize that the movie takes place in the same universe, and now they're going to, they just started filming the third entry in that universe. I think it's called Glass, which I'm very much looking forward to. It'll be out next year. And for fans of Unbreakable, when you watch the end of the movie Split in theaters, it really was something special. 90% of the audience I saw with did not get it because they don't remember seeing Unbreakable back in 2000, but yeah. I really dug that movie. I thought it was really, really, really good.
All right, Chucker and I in a moment are going to discuss The Mountain Between Us. We'll see whether Chucker thought it was good. I'll tell you my thoughts about it as the movie review portion of the program, Movie Moments, continues.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Bloom, food waste expert and author, and I'm here to help you avoid wasting food at home. Vacuum sealing is a fabulous way to cut down on your family's household food waste, and Food Saver has a couple of great solutions to that end. So the Food Saver FM5000 is a neat way to take your bulk purchases and get them in the freezer and make sure that they stay good five times as long. Using the vacuum sealing technology, you'll be able to know that that food's going to last plenty long in the freezer. The FoodSaver Fresh Food Preservation System is great for those seasonal produce purchases and also making pantry items last twice as long as they otherwise would. So whatever you're doing, vacuum sealing is a great way to avoid food waste. Learn more at foodsaver.com and FoodSaver's Facebook page.
Hi, we made the time for Chuck Curry to discuss what was in the theaters this past weekend. I was fortunate enough to see a couple of movies. Both of them I liked. Friday night saw The Mountain Between Us. No, I think we did it the other way around. Judy Dench, Victoria and Abdul was, I think, what we saw on Friday night. I liked that movie a lot.
What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Now let's talk about Mountain Between Us. What would you give that on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say 7.5 to 8.
I'm going to give it a 5.5. Tell me why you liked it.
I thought the story was well told. Both characters were likable, and they ended up together at the end, which is what I like.
Here's the problem I had. I thought the movie looked really good.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really thin scripted, and I thought their chemistry was just so-so. I don't think they gave her enough to do. It felt like, I hate saying it, but it felt like a Lifetime TV movie on the big screen. I think if you're gonna make a movie with two A-list actors like that, you got to have a better script. You got to have a little bit more meat.
So why would they do the movie if they thought the script was thin? Why would they put?
Well, it happens all the time. I just think the director of the film did a pedestrian job of directing that material. It just should have been so much more than what it was. But obviously, we agree to disagree, and I'm right.
Well, I wasn't looking for anything. I didn't know what to expect. A lot of the trailer tells the story up to a certain point, and then it goes from there.
It has three really good. It has three good intense scenes: the cougar scene when it attacks them in the plane, and then when she falls through the ice, and then when his foot gets caught in a bear trap.
And by the way, this couldn't have been an expensive movie to make. There's only four people in it: Beau Bridges, Dermot McDonald, McDermott. I mean, what's his name? Not Dermot. Mulroney.
Mulroney.
Actually,
the production budget was $30 million, which between me and you is chump change. We know that.
Yeah. Right. So Blade Runner didn't do as well as you thought it was going to. It was number one.
I predicted it would underperform. I had a fee. I did 32 million. They were tracking it at around 50. That's what the studio wanted. I said the original film was very moody, very polarizing, and I expected the same here, and that's what you got. One other bit of movie news of interest, Doug. Sylvester Stallone announced on his Instagram he will produce and step back in the directing chair once again for another Rocky film. He will direct Creed 2, which starts filming next year.
So he's in it with
Michael B. Jordan. Good news for Rocky fans.
Yeah, that's a win-win. How do you lose under that circumstance? Chuck Curry, follow his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.